Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating. Get it?
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. Welcome.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I saw Emilio the other day.
You saw Emilio in person?
Yes.
Wow.
The human. Saw the human.
Wow.
And saw him for a little bit. We caught up for a few minutes. And I was saying, you know, the downside of things recently is we haven't gotten together very often. Mm-hmm. I said the upside is, I got to tell you, this format of like, we finally have a schedule, like we do Monday mornings at this around this window. I look forward to it. I actually look forward to the conversation.
Monday's hell day for me.
Is it, this is the beginning of hell day or the middle?
This is the beginning.
You do kid stuff.
And I mean, and mind you, when I say hell day, my hell is luxurious, but I try to knock out any type of recording I have to do on Mondays.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, if it makes you feel any better, Sife, my quote hell day is also Monday. Mm-hmm. After the K show, the second that ends, I do my Michelle Beadle podcast on Mondays too. So my day doesn't end to like 8 when it comes to.
Oh no, not 8 o'clock.
What, and starts at 6 a.m.
But are you going to have time to watch Matlock?
I got to watch wrestling right at 8.
Oh, at 8 you watch wrestling.
I have. It's Raw. You know why? Because Tuesday morning, guess what it is? My wrestling podcast.
Right.
Come on. So I relate to you. Monday is the day I jam it all in. Ayo. But I do look. This is my favorite slot of the day, though. It's like the 2-hour window of just fucking off, catching up. What's going on? Hearing what fuckery Billy June's doing.
Ain't nothing wrong with a fuck off catch up.
Billy, I want to go on the Discord because I haven't looked that much this week. And Billy was just saying that he was getting
roasted.
Is this
roasted. Patreon?
Don't worry about
it. It should be.
Don't worry about what it is.
Why do you do too much?
My favorite, the last week we recorded our podcast on Monday morning. It comes out Tuesday morning, obviously.
Yeah.
And I guess Monday afternoon, the Diddy raid happened.
Oh my God.
And we get a message from Billy June like, guys, we gotta do an emergency podcast. They just raided Diddy's house. We gotta do an emergency pod. Who the fuck do you think we are? Who the fuck do you think we are, Billy June, that we have to do an emergency podcast about the raid on Diddy's house? When did we become TMZ and Shade Room mixed together?
Yo, he's so weird. Like, why on earth? Honestly, like, it was such a bizarre, like,
guys, we got to do a hit
We got breaking news. We got to do a hit, whatever, emergency recording.
Cypher, do you have Diddy's address? We can go live. Book a flight and go live.
I want to go outside of his house. Maybe it's not too late to get involved.
Like, don't get me wrong. It is news. But, like, since when is that what we do? Billy, do you have anything to say for yourself? Billy
June?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, see, now we heard his feelings. I just don't know. What will we do? This is a show where we're so connected. We're so close to hip hop that when these stories come out, we can barely even say anything. What are we going to do? Get on there and be like, fuck him. Throw him.
Wait, that's crazy. That's great. You're saying we can't say anything because we're so close.
Yeah. What are we going to do? I'm not going to get up here. Like, whenever we've talked about this, we're like, oh my God, the things that I've said are horrible. I've speculated. Oh, I don't know if we'll ever really hear from Diddy again. But, like, it's an impossible situation. Now, I'll tell you one thing we can make fun of, though, Syf. I got to pull this up, actually. Oh, this is good shit. I got to find it. Natalie on TikTok saw an interview. Chris Cuomo had Mark Curry on.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Billy, can you please find the clips of Mark Curry on with Chris Cuomo? Yo, my man makes no sense.
Who is Mark Curry?
You know what? It's a great question. Because wasn't Mark Curry hanging with Mr. Cooper guy?
That's a different Mark Curry.
So how was there two Mark Currys? Only this one. We don't know what the fuck he did. Except he's a bad boy.
But, like, I think he wrote for Diddy. And then I guess Diddy put him on. Like, he came out of nowhere. Unless I'm mistaken, he was just on Bad Boys for Life, right?
That said featuring Mark Curry.
So I never heard of him before that. I haven't heard of him since.
Isn't that crazy? Hold on. I'm going to look right now.
Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there's some wild shit going on with Diddy. But there are people who live their entire life for these moments to go and speculate the moment anything happens. And they're really good at it. If we tried to do that, we would be very bad at it. You know what we're really good at? Watching everything play out during the week and making fun of it on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. And talking about, like, hip hop. We're good at that. Now, Syf, I actually have an unreplied to email to speak to this point. I have an unreplied to in my email right now from Chris Cuomo's producer.
Really?
I got the email the other day, just like I got invited to do the Kanye doc a month ago. I know people think I want to get up and badmouth people all day.
They're getting that from experience. They're like, you know, who should we get to talk shit? That guy, Peter Rosenberg.
He talks shit. But I do about things that, like, make sense, like an opinion. Like, I'm not going to talk about people's lot. Like, I can't go into, what am I going to say?
About Diddy?
Yeah. Yeah, like, he was always great to me. Did you think maybe there was some stuff going on? I mean, I guess over the years you hear, like, about, like, some stuff, but not anything like this. And then I got to tell you, this may seem like a controversial opinion. I don't think I believe the overall, like, huge crime conspiracy of the whole thing.
Like, here's the thing.
Does that make sense?
I agree with you because I was arguing with my boy Liam about this, right? Because I made a video. I tried to put out this little video where, like, you know, trying to step my YouTube game up. And I was like, I'm conflicted on how to feel about Diddy. Here's why. Here's all the great things Diddy's done for me and for hip hop. Here's whispers of things that I've heard. And here's how I did not go down certain paths. And, you know, he was like, all weekend he's making fun of me. He's like, oh, you're defending Diddy. You're defending Diddy. And I go, well, you're crucifying him without any evidence. And now here's where. Then I start getting into, you know, when I start getting into my rants about media and, you know, like, we're forced to, your opinion is based on all this media all happening at once. So I'm like, when something happens all at once, I start questioning, how is this all happening at once? How is all of this coming out at the exact right time? Right? Shit like that.
Yeah.
So my point was, like, they throw around, like trafficking is a weird term. Trafficking could mean anything. Trafficking is not always going to Target parking lots, kidnapping little girls, and putting them in a sex slave camp. If you Correct. Drive a stripper from New York to some random hotel party in Jersey, that's sex trafficking.
Right.
Right?
This is not what you're saying right now. Is not even Diddy defense. This is just being smart. Like, I see the story, Syf. I read the Cassie thing, and it horrified me. It was really upsetting, right? And because there's a bunch of factual things in there that I remember, like, oh, yeah, that did happen, or that. And because of I tend to believe what I read in Cassie's story. Like, listen, we'll wait and I guess we'll never know. And then he paid. So it made me believe it. Like, oh, I guess Cassie's story is likely at least somewhat true.
Okay.
Hold on, but real quick. That's just me.
Yeah.
But that being said, even if I believe those stories and they were horrifying, the thing we're seeing now with the raids, and it's like, oh, he has like an empire of trafficking and guns. I see how they're able to make the jump to those things. But to your point, these could be individual bad things that are bad, but it's getting put together to be some massive crime operation that I do not see that's there. I can't see it so far.
Like, for example, when you're talking about the Cassie thing, you know what it makes me think of? You know, one of the parties, Democrats or Republicans, puts forth a bill, and they put a whole bunch of stuff in that bill, and one of the things is really good, and we'll give you this good thing, but there's something in there that's really bad.
Oh, yeah. That's very bad. Happens all the time.
Cassie has something really bad on Diddy. Who knows?
Right.
In there he did not want either out, or maybe he just wanted to just get rid of this, whatever. Something bad's in there. But the bad thing could be like, bro, you never know. Like, he might have made a sex tape and he might have been impotent. You know what I mean? Like, it could be like, who knows? Now all this other shit, did he blow up Kid Cudi's car? Did that really happen?
That's what they say.
Okay. I have keyed a car before. It's the rich version of keying a car. Right, like, because a girl broke up with me, I keyed some dude's car when I was, I don't know, 17.
Wow, you keyed a car?
I keyed a car. Now, if I had $1 billion, I'm like, yo, can we make that car blow up? What, you want Cudi in it? No!
Because you're Puerto Rican, after you keyed the car, did you want to steal the hubcaps, but you just were like, I'm not going to do it?
It was a non-hubcap car.
By the way, that was such an 80s racist joke that has died.
People, you know, it's funny.
Hubcaps used to be a thing.
People don't even know what kids don't even know what hubcaps are.
Yeah, well, they don't.
So then I was arguing with Liam, right? And then he was like, well, we got into this heated discussion. He goes, well, you're defending a rapist. And I go, you don't even know if he raped anyone.
No.
But somewhere in one of these TMZ shade room random TikToker lives, the word rape came up. Now, here's what I'm saying. I said, Tupac and Mike Tyson both went to jail for rape. But Tupac is heralded as one of the greatest rappers ever to live. Mike Tyson is a guru now.
A national treasure.
So, because this news story is hot now, you're condemning Diddy, where Diddy also might be guilty.
Right. Maybe he's the worst version of all of it. We don't know. He could be.
We don't know. And even if he was, I don't know what it is about me. It's probably a horrible quality that I can still see the human being.
That's how you know that's not a horrible quality.
But sometimes I feel like it is because everybody jumps on me because of it. But mind you, if Diddy is an evil fucking just an evil music executive that stole from everybody and did all this crazy shit, he also is a father, has children. That, what about their lives? I don't know. I think about those things. But I was like, bro, like, when do you when can you be friends or not be friends? When can you defend and not defend? I told him Nori has shot people.
At least he said that in stories before, sure.
Noriega, the nicest guy in the world that has the funniest hip-hop podcast besides 1UP.
Thank you.
Was a thug with guns.
Yeah.
And has shot people.
Sure.
Do we condemn Nori?
We don't. We love him.
So now we have to condemn Diddy because the news story's so big.
And it's right now.
So Nori's news story wasn't big enough for us to condemn. I say, yo, you know how many artists I know that either have gay rumors, violent rumors.
Wait, you didn't say gay, did you?
Oh, I'll call you gay. I'm Hot 97.
Scythe, you know that's the worst thing you could say.
Maybe Diddy, I don't know. I'm not defending.
You're leaving out one little piece, though, and I'll let you finish.
Yeah.
The one little piece is, I think Diddy always had a little bit about his vibe that made people think something could be weird. So it's also, there is an element of like, people feel like something was confirmed. A hunch has been confirmed. How about, and then you have the weird deaths of Biggie and Tupac and him still being alive. You have the Locks who hated him over the money. There's so many different, he got into fist fights. He individually has gotten into fist fights with Drake, J. Cole. Like, you go down a list of people he's fought with. There was the gun thing with J-Lo in the club. Like, he does have a long list of weird shit that we know happened. And now people feel like this is the thing that ties it all together. And so let's put him in the evil box and move on. That's just a weird thing to do.
Did you see that guy, Torre, went on MSNBC and told a story about him?
Yeah. What did he tell? What did he say?
Here, send us the link. We'll play that too. I will play that and the Mark Curry.
Okay. I send you the Mark Curry.
All right. Thanks. Sorry, you were still finishing a point though, Scythe.
It's a bigger point. Like I know some people. I'm not defending Diddy. What I'm saying is I don't know. Everybody who's out here saying stuff doesn't know anything. You just hear stuff. I know people who have killed other people. Murder, homicide, whatever, manslaughter. That's the biggest crime there is in the world.
With a bullet. No pun intended. It's number one with a bullet. Yeah. No pun intended.
But Mano kidnapped a person. Like, technically, Mano threw a drug dealer in the trunk and crossed state lines, which made it a federal crime.
Yep, and I love Mano.
I love Mano. He was a young, wild boy that was trying to just get ahead in the game.
Scythe, my friend MVP, who's been to both of my weddings, he did 9 years for armed robberies.
9 years.
Guess what? He is. He's a great guy.
Bro, when you hear the term kidnapping, kidnapping's
loose. He robbed someplace. There are people there.
You think he climbed up a trestle on the side of a house and went in and stole a beautiful sleeping 4-year-old white girl and dragged her to Abu Dhabi? You know what I mean? Like, no, if you go into a place and block the door, that's kidnapping.
Right. That's it. You kept them. All right, here you go. Let's see if this works. This is Mr. Cooper. Let's see if this works. Hold on. Tell me if you hear it.
Closely with him. Mark Curry, former artist on Bad Boys label. And
remember,
Rob Shooter, who was a former publicist for Sean Combs.
Never felt
Rob
better
is
about
now the host of the
this.
Podcast Naughty But Nice.
Who?
Mark Curry, Rob Shooter. Thank you both.
Good day.
First.
Good day. Yes.
Are either of you not surprised because you knew this was going on and it was only a matter of time?
Trick question.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I knew it was a matter of time. I just didn't know the time would be so soon. I thought it would take 80 years, 100 years for this to come about, but it's happening right before my end.
80 or 100 years. He thought it would be analyzed like the Civil War, Mark Irvin.
You know what? Oliver Stone's son made a movie about the conspiracy.
Yeah. That's you thought it was literally going to be a lifetime from all. All right, continue.
In front of our eyes. So it's like, man, it's fast. It's quick.
Now, Mark, you're saying that this is legit, that you knew this kind of stuff was going on?
This is a pivotal moment because he just said he was not surprised this stuff is going on. Now he wants him to elaborate.
It depends on what you're saying about knew what kind of stuff was going on. But I can tell you about my life as being an artist on Bad Boy and the things that I've encountered as being an artist. As far as all the other allegations that he may have going on, you know, those are just things that unfortunately he has going on in his life that we can talk about. But I didn't know that a lot of these things that.
First of all, Chris Cuomo, great way of wording questions to like get a good answer out of it.
Yep.
So this guy already, if I'm the producer of the show already, I'm like, oh, this guy, Mark Curry's full of shit.
Me too.
Exactly. Already. Right. Because.
Wait, it gets worse. He ends up saying he makes this very clear. Like he basically is just like, yeah, he was a mean executive.
Yeah. Okay. So that I'm feeling he's full of shit.
Allegedly accused of. I didn't know that they even had anything much to do with him like that. Honestly.
Like, what? All right. So I just want to be. I want to be clear. I want to be clear about what you're saying, Mark. The allegations against him right
let's
now.
Let's be clear.
What just happened with Chris Cuomo is his producer is yelling in his earpiece. This guy is saying nothing. Like, get.
Yeah.
He just said a whole lot of nothing.
Let's please try to follow up and get more.
Or that he may be connected to a sex trafficking, drug trafficking, gun trafficking ring.
What?
That may even include underage people. On that, are you shocked or are you not surprised?
Well, I'm shocked that it's happening to him, but that's just something that happens like almost every day in the community that I come from. But I'm shocked that it's happening to him. Those kind of allegations I can expect from people who are in more of a criminal activity life or lead something like
that. Not what I asked you, sir.
I wouldn't think that he would be involved in that.
So you didn't.
Rob.
So it went from, just to be clear, over the course of 2 minutes, we went from absolutely I'm not surprised that he's involved in these things to no, I don't even think there's any chance he's involved with these things.
Bro, again, like the news and the law, it has these way of wordplay. If I drive, if I own legal firearms.
That's right. You do.
I'm allowed to travel with them to certain states. I'm allowed to. I can take my gun, put it in a locked box, put it in my check luggage, fly it, and have a license in like, I think, 5 other states, right? But I am not allowed to drive that gun through the state of New Jersey, which is where the airport is. If I get pulled over, I will be considered a gun trafficker.
You know, that word trafficker is up there among the most like potentially vague words ever.
So vague.
By the way, if any of you listening turn around and think, by the way, that this is some sort of Diddy defense, I need to say this again. This is not that. The only point is we don't know anything. The only thing I'm saying that I guess would seem like, quote, defense is that I think all these big words like trafficking and operation to me all feel like a reach. Maybe they'll turn out.
Also, the guy that got arrested who was Diddy's drug mule.
Mule. You mean the guy who brought drugs?
Wait, so you're saying he went to Mexico, swallowed 50 condoms filled with substance, or is he Biggie pill dealer?
I know Diddy's doing
pill dealer and a drug mule. Sounds is two so different things.
So, like, again, this is not a defense. It all may have happened. It may all be bad, in which case Diddy's going to have to deal with the things that he's put on this earth. But I will just say the news around this is interesting to pay attention to. And I didn't realize at first how much of a big, like, it's a big conservative talking point, too. You know why? Do you remember Vote or Die?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Diddy popping up next to Obama and Clinton and all the big Democrats in Hollywood?
I didn't even get to that point yet, bro. All of this is happening in an election year. Come on now. Come on, son.
Come on, son.
Come on. How would Club Shay Shay say it? Come on now. Come on, Diddy.
Come on, Diddy.
Mind you, the only time I've met Donald Trump was with Diddy.
Really? What event was that?
That was at the Tunnel Nightclub. I've told this story before. Charles Oakley.
Oh, no.
Charles Oakley, Mike Tyson, Sean Puff Daddy Combs, Donald Trump.
Wow.
Four gentlemen in four full-length white mink coats.
All together?
All together. I don't know where they just came from. They came from some event, and I'm sure Diddy was like, you want to go to the tunnel? And I'm sure Donald Trump was like, is there going to be some black bitches there with fat asses? And all three gentlemen said, well, yes, there will be.
By the way, I did see another video moving around yesterday, though, of Mike Tyson sitting with Diddy being interviewed. They weren't on was it Arsenio? It was a 90s late night. No, Keenan Ivory Wayans, maybe.
Uh-huh.
They're both sitting on the same couch.
Yeah. Mike Tyson and Diddy.
Yeah. And Diddy's hand is mad close to Mike. And Mike literally picks up his hand and moves it and goes, and no, this is such a funny, sharp line from Mike. That Mike picks up his hand and moves it and goes, wow, you're really all about the Benjamins for real. Meaning my cock. Being the Benjamin. That's how you took it, right, babe? His cock was the Benjamin. And I don't want you touching it, Diddy. That clip's crazy. Now, here's another clip that Billy June just sent. This one is... Oh, this is the weird... This is a weird one, too. This was moving around a lot. This was Torre. So let me present this to all of you guys. I haven't watched this one yet. I just read about it. That apparently he's like roasting.
Here you go. Many years ago, okay, I know this man well enough to call him and say, hey, I need a favor.
Yeah.
And this might have been 10, 12 years ago that I called him and say, hey, I have a family member who I want you to hire them as an intern.
Yeah.
And I have never talked about this publicly. And he said, yes. And they were flying around, one of the interns, Atlanta, Miami, whatever, on the jet, in the house, whatever. And then the internship stopped abruptly, like 3 or 4 months into it.
Yeah.
And I spoke to my family member, like, well, what happened? And they wouldn't say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did it end? He wouldn't say. And years later, they finally came out, and this is a male, and said that Puff had said, come home, stay the night with me, or the internship. And they said, absolutely not. He said, absolutely not. And the internship ended. But from there, I was like, oh, like this is how it goes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess what a lot of people were saying, I didn't see the whole thing, so I'm not going to roast Torre, but I guess he went on to say, kind of like he always had suspicions of things like this.
Of Diddy being gay?
Or Diddy being
or bi,
predatory.
Okay.
And people are like, wait, you always had suspicions of this, but you set your nephew up to get an internship?
I think family member.
Sorry, whoever it was. But I don't know. I didn't hear the whole thing, so I'm not going to roast Torre for that. I can't be sure. But yeah, listen, I do I feel
over the years?
No, but I really don't know I'm seeing the Candace Owens obsession. The right wing's obsessed with it. It's just.
Oh, it's definitely political.
There's a political piece, man.
It's definitely political. But yo, I've heard countless stories of, you know, how many assistants Diddy has ran through, not ran through, but like how many people worked for him. I've heard many assistants think he's a horrible boss.
Right.
I never heard them like no sexual shit, but just, yo, he's a rough boss. He's a fucking savage businessman. And then I was telling people about the other parties. I told you, did I say this last week?
What other parties?
There was Diddy parties. I've been to a lot of Diddy parties. Mm-hmm. And then there's that other party. Mm-hmm. And it's like, look, when you're a DJ, especially in New York City, and you're in the scene, I don't care what kind of party it is. It's New York City. There's all types of people, right? There's thugs, goons. There's business people, there's foreigners, there's gay people, right? It's just the New York scene.
Right.
Certain restaurants lean more one way, might lean more another way, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of parties I've been to. Some were Diddy parties and some were parties that just Diddy was at. But this is not just Diddy. This is music execs, celebrities, whatever. And there's the party I DJ, which was always the hip hop. I don't even know how to say it, like more backpacky. I'm like the hip hop guy that DJs from anywhere between 10 and mid, 10 and 4 a.m. 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Later on in the evening, you start hearing about another party, the after party. Maybe it's in a suite. Maybe it's in the smaller room of the club. Maybe it's in another location, right? The people that were telling me about it, it didn't sound appealing to me.
Right.
These are the parties where it got a little more druggy, a little more freaky.
And that's why we all know so many people who partied a lot with him but didn't see this part.
Yeah, but I do know people who did go to that other side.
No, no, sure. But we had a lot that didn't, you know?
And I was never one to go there.
Right.
I called up my boys the other day. I was, when all this Diddy shit dropped, I called up Max Glazer, who used to work for Jessica, who was one of Diddy's main promoters and producers of parties. She managed him. Yo, my boy Max used to DJ every week at Justin's when Diddy had a restaurant in New York.
Yep.
And he DJed a lot of parties for Puff, public, like big parties and private parties.
Okay.
Then he said, yo, that he was at one time, they were at some hotel, maybe the Shore Club in Miami. And they were like, yo, after this party, we going up to the penthouse. And he's like, nah, I'm good. Thank you, though. And same thing happened with me. And I called my boy Big Kev, who was always with me back in those days. I said, Kev, if you break down every list of every party that Diddy had, if they start subpoenaing
yeah,
everybody, I said, our names will be on a lot of those lists. And he starts laughing. I go, but Kev, remember, when they invited us to the other party, we were like, nah, we going to the diner. See y'all later.
Like, have fun with whatever happens next.
I don't. The person asking me, it was a man with a purple shawl or something. Like, I don't think we want to. I don't think we party the same, sir.
Right.
Thank you so much.
We're gonna party with this with this grilled cheese sandwich and French fries, though.
the waffles at the Chelsea Square Diner. Woo! That I'm guilty of.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
Listen, a lot of people have done events, a lot of partying with Diddy. And like Diddy also likes the DJ whoever was hot at the time.
Yeah.
So like I talked to Ronson a while ago. This is prior to this. And I don't want to give anything away because he has his own stories unrelated to this kind of stuff, but just interesting hip hop stories. And he got called a lot to do Diddy parties too when Ronson was the hottest downtown DJ.
Yeah.
Because he became that dude.
No, he's in I think because Ronson, the club that was in the movie Made, the Vince Vaughn and John Favreau movie.
Yeah,
and Diddy goes to that club. I think it was I forget what it was. Maybe it was Spa.
It is Spa.
Spa. I think Mark Ronson was one of the main DJs there at that time. That was the beginning of that era of the downtown club scene. The not the big 2000 venue, the small, I don't want to say intimate, but the smaller clubs, bottle service type shit. So yeah, what did Mark say?
No. He just was talking about him. He was telling me a different story that I'll let him tell sometime, but he was telling me a story about DJing a party that him and Kid Capri were both doing for Diddy. But everybody, if you were a big poppin' DJ,
yeah,
had moments. That club scene, by the way, though, is, I was trying to find it. Obviously, I often reference the famous scene going into the club, which is one of my all-time favorites. If you haven't seen it, you know what? We have the capability to do it here. And what are we doing today anyway? Maybe there's a chance someone out there has seen it.
Bro, I DJed at the Limelight, the Palladium. I remember there was like always like gay bartenders and all these people that worked there. I mean, I'm not the hip hop night. Like, I was there on like a Friday or Saturday where it was like house and techno in the main room. And then they had a hip hop room. And I'd be DJing the hip hop room. And then I would go to get paid after the club. You know, you just go get a check from the little office upstairs and there's all these gay bartenders or whatever. And I remember this gay bartender was like, "Hey, what's going on, DJ? What's going on, DJ? Hey, we going to so-and-so after this." And I was like, "Oh no, I'm okay. Thanks. I'm gonna head home." "No, we got coke, you know, we got some of that." And I was like, "Oh, now I'm definitely not going." two things I both don't want to be a part of.
What? What was the first one?
Being picked up by some gay dude.
You weren't in, you're saying you weren't in the market for cock at that time.
I was not in the market. I was all sewed up with the puss. Thank you so much. You're
right. Well, at that time, by the way, maybe revisit in a few years. Life is long. By the way, I've been waiting to make this joke for too long. This is a bad joke, but I'm just going to say, I just keep thinking it for some reason though. Do you think this is what it sounded like though, when the cops showed up to Diddy's house? I've just kept thinking this. It's not funny. Nothing's funny about it. But for some reason, that kept playing my head. All right. So if you guys have somehow never seen, if you have never seen this scene from me, one of the most underrated movies of all time, thank me. Or watch the whole movie, but we'll let just live through this wonderful moment.
I'm on the list. Excuse me, sweetie. I'm on the list.
Vince Vaughn walking into the club. How you doing, man?
You on the list? Sorry, sweetie. I'm on the list too. Yeah, I'm on the list.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everyone in this scene is from Sopranos.
You see a Ricky Slade? Cardiff Giant. Check that. What? Cardiff Giant. Just check the list. Cardiff Giant. Maybe you want to try the China Club. Again, what the fuck is China Club?
You know, try the China Club.
Please, man.
He goes, and then Vince Vaughn goes, "Do I look fucking Persian to you?" and then Furio from The Sopranos goes, "Hey, I'm half Lebanese."
Ruiz isn't here.
Diddy is Ruiz, by the way.
You might want to check the list. We're supposed to meet Ruiz here. He might have put our name on the list.
Ruiz is always on the list. He's not here, though.
Okay, you might want to check if he's here, because he specifically said we're supposed to meet him in the VIP area.
He's not here. Well, I'm on the fucking list. I told you.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Can you just check to see?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
All right, bro.
Hey, man, how's it going?
You look big, man. You've been lifting?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, a little bit. I got a six pack. Started out with a 40.
All right. You look good, man.
All right, thanks, man. Catch later.
Cool.
Did you see that shit? Did you just let Screech in the fucking club? I'm waiting in line, and you just let Screech in the fucking club.
He's on a list, man.
Show me the list. I want to see on your fucking list where it says the Screech is on the fucking list.
Show me the fucking Screech on your fucking list.
Get your hands off.
Hey,
fuck off.
Hey, shut the fuck up. We'll fucking throw your ass out of town, huh?
Oh, you and Screech?
Yeah, you and Screech.
Yeah.
Me and fucking Screech.
Hey, what's happening, bro? What's up?
What you doing, man?
What's going on?
Look big, man. You been lifting?
No, son.
All right.
Yo, Diddy's casted so well in this movie. The perfect thing. Anyway, shouts to Vince Vaughn. I just fucking love that scene so much. Who, you and Screech? Yeah, me and fucking Screech. Billy's giving us a wrap it up sign.
Cardiff Giant.
You may know my account, Cardiff Giant. You know my people.
So anyways, a lot to be
Billy,
said.
Billy.
Yo, Billy. He's got to talk to Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
Billy, did we cover the Diddy news?
Yeah, it was great.
For you, the emergency.
It was great.
Here's the thing, though, but it's a really good question, though. I hate to do it on the podcast, but I'm going to. Could this be the free episode of the Patreon?
Free episode.
Free? You think that's free?
Yeah.
Even though we are... Whatever. Here's the problem. I keep thinking about how, quote, we're going to get roasted if people think blank. But that's the problem. No one's willing to give their real opinion because they're worried about if it sounds the wrong way, they're going to get roasted.
Yeah, I'm not doing that no more.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it no more.
It should be the free episode. I'm it was doing a great episode.
Nice guy shit, man.
Yeah, no one's saying it. We're saying what we mean. This is how it is. What are you going to say? We interviewed Fat Joe on the morning show the other day.
I saw the clip.
Do you see the clip about Diddy?
Yeah, it's a good clip.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I actually told him like, why are we even putting it up? He didn't want to talk about it.
No, it's good.
You thought it was good? Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. He goes, this guy's been my friend for 30 years.
What am I going to say?
Praying for his family.
Yeah, right. Like I said to afterwards. What was he supposed to? You realize that Fat Diddy jumped on the fucking song. He jumped on Don Cartagena when Fat Joe was trying to blow up. Diddy jumped on his single and did the whole Diddy take that in the video for him. Like, that's just one little thing.
I like the fact that Joe answered because he trusted you guys.
Right, he gave us a little bit. Right,
he gave you a little to a place. That he did it right. Anybody's opinion right now about Diddy is newsworthy currency.
Right.
And he spent his currency with a place that's been showing him love for a very long time. And he goes, everybody wants the quote. Everybody's talking about all these rappers are silent. What the fuck do you want these rappers to say? Diddy has put a lot of money in their pocket. Also has been a friend for many years. Me and Diddy have been talking semi-regularly lately. You know what Diddy, did I tell you what he said to me? I don't think I even told you guys.
No.
Diddy said to me, I saw Diddy at a Dave Chappelle party in LA after Dave was attacked at the
Diddy beat the guy up.
Diddy was there. I wasn't there that night, but the next night he had another show. And I saw Diddy at the after party, and Diddy gave me the biggest hug and he touched my butt. No, I'm kidding. He gave me the biggest hug and he's like, yo, bro, I'm so proud of you. All this comedy shit you doing. He said, call me. Let's talk about some shit. This is my hero. Diddy's been one of my heroes for many years. I love the way he traffics. You know what I'm saying? No. Diddy's.
Can't stop.
I guess I won't stop. Diddy's been one of my heroes for many years. He gives me his personal phone number. I call him. He says to me, Sife, I'm so proud of you. I always knew you would make it. He goes, I love what you're doing.
Sife was like, really? When's it going to happen?
When is it going to happen? He goes, I always knew you would make it. I'm proud of you that you, so you're brave enough to jump into a whole nother thing. He goes, I want to help you. These are the words he said to me. I want to help you amplify your comedy endeavors.
Wow.
That's a big deal, man.
Especially for you. Like, this is something you care about and you're trying so hard for. And this is a guy who, listen, none of this, again, this isn't saying that means, do you hear that? He's innocent. He's a perfect.
No, I don't know.
Means he's a complicated person, as human beings are. He may have been horrible in ways, and he may be great in ways.
All I'm saying is you can be both.
Like, fine. You know who gets a bad rap? Hitler, for example. Oh, wait, hold on. They're saying don't use that. No, don't
what about
use that.
About Al Capone?
Okay. Capone. He made the trains run on time. Wait, whatever.
Family man.
No, but in the case of these people, we're joking about with, you know, monsters, but like with certain people, they may have some traits that are really bad. We don't know yet, but that doesn't like negate the experience. My experience with Puff was always that he was super up on what I was doing on Real Late.
Yeah.
Always here real late. He'd come by and be like, yo, I heard that shit you played. Or he'd text me and be like, what's this record? Or, yo, when I was making my Noisemaker series and trying to make it a thing, like, he gave me a 2-hour in-person interview at a time that stuff wasn't happening. There were no podcasts. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
He came to a ticketed event that I made money on, didn't charge me, and sat for 2 hours for me to interview him. So, like, again, does that make him innocent of all of these things being said? Absolutely not.
I'm not saying that.
But you also can't expect people who he's been good to with no if I was hiding information, I'd be a piece of shit. So, like, if I actually knew, though, actually, I know, that would make you a shitty person to then hide it because you focus only on what they did for you. You still might not want to talk about it, but I don't think it would be cool to lie.
Right.
But if you don't know anything except what's in the news and your own positive experience, like, what if some shit came out about me? What if when I got divorced, someone came out and was like, oh, you know, Rosenberg was beating his ex-wife. That's why she left him. Completely made up. I don't know if you know this. Sife and I have had foes before in the industry who have made things up before. So if someone made something up and put that out there, it would suck if people who had been only good to completely started shitting on me without ever talking to me, without
it
ever.
It would happen.
And it would happen.
Last thing before we go, I just want to say, I don't know if there's an Illuminati or there's a
Sife is signing to Bad Boy.
I don't know if there's a gay Minotti. I'm sick. I've DJed many Hollywood parties. And there is this after party, like, it's like a gay element.
Say it more clearly, though, because it makes it sound like you're saying there's like gay people are trying to like do something bad. You're saying shit gets freaky at night and sexual lines get kind of mishmashed late at night.
Yes.
And if you're the type who stays late at night, you might be open to some, it goes everywhere.
But what I'm saying is like, there's some people like who know, like it seems like, and I could be wrong. It seems like it happens a lot with the elite, with the rich, with the powerful, you know, there's like, hey, we're going to go over here. And I'm like, no, thank you. And like, Diddy was rich and powerful, and like someone who just knows, we know Diddy. I don't even know Diddy. I know Puff.
Right.
I don't know Diddy. I know Puff. I know what Puff did for hip hop in New York, music wise. That Jodeci Come and Talk to Me remix, Puff made that. That Mary J. Blige second album and first album, Puff made that. My favorite Biggie albums, Puff made those, or was at least instrumental in making those, right? Then you get rich and powerful. I did a party for a major movie star celebrity, and this person's manager is 100% like openly gay.
Okay.
And this person said to me, hey, after this party, we're going to go up to the suite. He like almost whispered it. Hey, we're going to go up to the suite. I said, oh man, thank you so much. You know, I don't go to suites. He laughed. I laughed, kept it moving.
Exactly.
And I still did parties for that person. Me and that other, the gay business manager, still friends. He made an advance and I said, no, thank you.
That's it.
I'm going to go get some of this room service. Wait, that sounds bad.
Wait. What kind of room service? No.
calamari.
Or fried cauliflower.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah, guys, we'll see how it all plays out. Either way, it doesn't seem great. And I certainly send love to any of the victims that may exist in this thing. And love to Diddy's kids too. Like, you know, Quincy's my boy. And I honestly haven't even reached out to him because I don't know what to say. But Quincy's a friend who's a really great kid. So, you know, everyone who's affected by this whole thing.
Hit him with a, hey man, I know you're going through it right now. Hold your head.
That's what I was thinking I was going to do. Just like a,
you know, questions. No questions. No, how you feeling? You know how he's feeling. No right. questions, no try to get response. Hey, man, I see you going through it. Hold your head.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I've been waiting and I shouldn't. Because I mean, what's the worst? The worst is he goes, oh, I don't feel like responding. Don't worry, I wasn't hoping you'd respond anyway.
Yeah.
All right, guys, see you on Patreon. We have a whole other episode to do. Patreon.com/JuanEpisLife. We got to talk about the Beyonce album. I got to tell you about the Hot 97 shirts that I found on eBay. Billy's back in his parents' house. Oh my gosh. We'll see you on Patreon.
Hold up. Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.